distinguished group to come to each council meeting in the future and testify in support of the first item that we're taking up. But in all seriousness, thank you to the citizens who took time today to come and testify in support of this. And as the mayor and Commissioner Fritz have noted, thank you for telling us the history, because there's a wonderful history that lays underneath the great work that the two bureaus have done here. So we appreciate that lesson, that history lesson. Commissioner Fritz, at a moment like this, and it's something she does that I love, she takes the page in the report, the plan, that lists everybody that's been a part of it and just acknowledges everybody. And so I can't read all the names, but to all the staff people, to the community working group, to the project team, to everybody that devoted time and energy to this process, thank you. And Steve, thank you very much for the strong collaborative relationship that BES and PBOT enjoy. To the comment that either, I guess, Glenn made about, or Don, about the forever process, I made a note about that. I don't know how many more years I'll be on the council, but I have a hunch that before we're done, we will be able to replace the forever process with something a little more present. Because the issue that we're trying to address has eluded an easy solution, partly because of cost, partly because of regulations, partly because of some communication glitches. But with the inspired community leadership that is pushing us to get beyond forever, I'm confident that we'll get to that day and we'll be able to celebrate that. So thank you. And finally, one of the joys of my work is I get to work with a lot of really talented people. And this city has extremely talented and dedicated people who work very, very hard for the public and who probably don't get the recognition they deserve. And so while I want to offer a blanket thank you to everybody who was involved in this, particularly to Denver and Naomi, I just want to say how proud we are of your work. And when we have a forum like this in which the public comes forward and affirms what we know through our close working relationship with you, it's very gratifying. So thank you for bringing credit to the respective bureaus that you work for. Thank you to my colleagues for their support, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I really appreciate the work that's been put into this plan. Not only do I live in this neighborhood, but I walk by the Rosbach crossing every morning on my morning walk, and it's really it's gratifying. I think it's really gratifying. I really want to thank the Bureau of Environmental Services and the Bureau of Transportation for modeling such good behavior among bureaus that transcend commissioners in charge. So, because I was in charge of BES for 11 years, and a lot of these issues are not new to me. But the level of cooperation being demonstrated here by these two commissioners in charge and the two bureaus respectively is new, and it's a good spirit of cooperation that I hope will be modeled in a lot of different projects. But it's so important, particularly in Southwest, with the drainage and the lack of good roads. So this is great work. Thank you. Aye.
Ailes.
Well, I want to second these comments. Commissioner Fritz used the word exemplary. I think that's right. This is exemplary in terms of the cooperation of both the bureaus and the community activism that fed this work. I'd also use the word heartening because we had a council discussion yesterday, one of many now happening and soon to come, about the update of our comprehensive plan, an effort in which we are going to try to accommodate 260,000 more neighbors and 140,000 more jobs in this city over the next 20 years, a daunting couple of numbers if there ever were. And one of the things that we have to be able to do in that big transition is address these deficiencies in our infrastructure that have been around in many cases for decades, and these here are classic examples of that. And I think both because, yes, there will be growth in Southwest too, and because we have to have a low-carbon future where people don't have to drive to get to their neighborhood destinations, and because I think the credibility of the whole enterprise of trying to plan for 260,000 more people is undermined if we don't have an answer for what are we going to do about those 50 miles of dirt streets. And now, thanks to you, we have a big part of that answer. We also put a small amount of funding in the budget that the council adopted this year for supporting LIDs or otherwise getting these streets out of the mud. Making that an ongoing commitment of the city's general fund, I think, is an important effort that will have to be added to, but it's a nice start. So I do think we all have to be able to look our neighbors in the face and say, well, we're going to grow. Yeah, what are you going to do about now we have part of that answer here? And I think that's really important on a larger scale. Obviously, it's hugely important to the people that live on these streets and who are dealing with the side effects of an incomplete set of stormwater improvements that need to be there to make sure that people's homes are safe and that life works at street level. So very happy about this. As a former resident of Southwest, as a former neighborhood activist there, just like Commissioner Fritz, it's great to see this kind of progress and this kind of accord about how we move forward. So well done all around. Thank you very much.
Mayor, I neglected to make an inside joke.
What?
I just want the record to reflect that Al Iverson being here makes it clear that we're here for a game. This is not just practice.
Good point. It's not just practice anymore. Okay,